So I'm talking to Nick, who's been involved in something very special for the East Cheshire Hospice. Nick, what's going down? What's going on?
Hi, yes. Through our company, S&G Response, we got in touch with East Cheshire Hospice and wanted to look at a way to support them. So we came up with the idea of doing a bike ride, and there's four of us. We decided to do over 4 days, travelling or cycling 444 kilometres from Calais over to Cologne, through Belgium and Holland, and with the support of our business and sponsors related to that, we were able to raise £10,000 for them, which we're incredibly proud and ecstatic to do.
That is an astonishing amount of money. First of all, though, what kind of prep did you do for this? Are you all bike riders anyway?
We can all ride a bike.
Well, more than I can do.
which is a good start. There's four of us who took part in the challenge. We've all done a cycle challenge before. We're amateur cyclists and we enjoy doing it as a bit of fitness. What we wanted to do was look to do a target and take ourselves out of comfort zone and look to do something a little bit more challenging. And what we wanted to do is just look to see sort of how far we could go. We had a few different ideas and decided let's see how far across Europe we could go within a realistic time scale. And that's where we came up with the Calais to Cologne. It worked quite nicely with the 4 days. We liked the fact it was a sea to a sea, so to speak. And the distance worked out to be about 444 kilometres. So there was a lot of falls involved. Unfortunately, we took a few detours across the trip. Our navigation was sometimes with our support team not the best for that, but did make it a far more enjoyable and at times laughable experience. So we ended up doing nearly 500 kilometres. So it didn't tie in with the falls, but we were able to manage it and had a great time doing it.
Now, a lot of people who do these challenges, they tend to, I don't want to use the word cheat, because they literally do the mileage on a bike in the gym, okay? So can I just clarify? You actually physically went to this place?
We did. We did all that. We physically went to all these places. We've got it mapped on Strava, and we've got the pictures to prove it and the video footage. So our trip was we started off in Calais. So we had two, three people from the office who were a great support team who drove our bikes down for us. We hopped on at Calais. Our first day was Calais. We took a detour to Dunkirk for a bit of an historical trip, and then ended the day in Bruges, which was lovely. From Bruges, we went on to through Belgium into the capital, Brussels. We then went from Brussels to Maastricht in Holland, which is a beautiful town, one that I didn't know too much about beforehand. And then we finished our final day, Maastricht, into Germany and Cologne. We did the actual miles. At times, down some amazing bike routes, certainly through Belgium and Holland alongside canals, and some other times through some pretty congested traffic on the outskirts of both Brussels and Cologne, which was a little bit less enjoyable, but all part of the overall experience.
I need to ask you though, what part of this journey was the most grueling, the one that sticks in your mind and you go, oh, I don't want to do that part again?
By far the most grueling was the following day, the first 10-15 minutes of sitting back on your bike seat.
All right.
Without going into too much detail, that was the most painful bit. I think we all had a bit of a bruise on the bottom of our back.
I think we can safely say it's called saddle sore. Is that correct?
Saddle sore. Yeah. Well, I was always warned about saddle sore. The saddle sore wasn't too bad. It was more the bruising I wasn't quite expecting. So a few of the roads we were on were cobbled, which I'm sure you can imagine on a bike is not the most enjoyable. But it was relatively flat. There wasn't too much climbing, or if it was climbing, it was undulating. But to be totally honest, I don't know if I've just deleted it from my memory. Most of it was really enjoyable. There was times where between us we struggled, but as a team we sort of gritted our teeth and got through. We did about 5 to 6 hours of cycling per day. So yeah, at times it was tough, but overall we were lucky with the weather. We didn't have too much rain, and yeah, like I say, apart from the odd bit of bruising, getting used to the first 15-20 minutes of each morning, and just getting your legs sort of moving again, genuinely quite enjoyable. We had a great support team with us who would be waiting for us when we stop, and deliver us with a beer, which always helped as well.
Right. Okay. So, what's the connection between yourselves and East Cheshire Hospice? Did you just choose them at random, or do you have a personal connection?
There's a really good connection. So, S&G Response, we're a business based in Wilmslow, and one of the things that we're really proud of, and one of the things that we really care about, is reaching out to our staff when it comes to doing some sort of either volunteering or raising money for a particular charity. So we put it out to our staff, and one of our members of staff, and actually one of the members who were in the bike team, Tom Healy, he'd had an experience with East Cheshire Hospice with his uncle, and he really wanted to do something special for them. It left a real lasting impression on him. So when he came to us with that, it was a local charity, which we were also keen on, wanting to support a local charity. And when we spoke to Lisa and the team there, it was a no-brainer. We wanted to help them, support them.
Fantastic. Before we wrap up the call, by the way, so well done to you. An amazing amount of money raised for East Cheshire Hospice. Any thank yous and any name checks of anybody that's helped you put all that together?
Oh, I really appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. There's plenty of people we need to thank. I think first and foremost, my co-riders, so Sean Harper, Jonathan Spencer and Tom Healy, they kept me going, which helped. Our support team of Chris Gibson, Bradley Gibson and Glenn Taylor kept us amused throughout the trip. It was all organised by our very own sort of office superstar in Erica Boland, and we couldn't have done that without all of her administration and preparation. The team at East Cheshire Hospice, who've been amazing at helping us and supporting us, and our wonderful sponsors, our main headline sponsors who helped us as business partners, and they are Edgerton's, Prism Network, Synetic and Luso. So without them and their help, and the team here at S&G, because we had a lot of different fundraising activities that the staff got involved in as well. We had a bike in the office, as you touched on before. So between the staff here, there's about 150. Between them all, they did the same distance on a exercise bike. So just little things like that was fantastic for the teamwork and keeping us entertained and keeping us going along the trip. So it was really successful, and we're really proud of what we've achieved.
Awesome. Nick, thank you very much for your time. Well done on raising an amazing amount of money for East Cheshire Hospice. When's the next big challenge?
We're looking to do something in a couple of years. So
a couple of years?
2025, yeah. That's the next bike challenge. We've also got a charity golf day that we do every year, so we're doing that in a couple of months' time. We're putting the bikes away for a couple of years, and they'll be back out. But yeah, we're always on the lookout for a new adventure and something different to do. So watch your space.
As a 42-year-old man that's given up on fitness, you will feel it when you get back on the bike if you leave the bikes alone for a couple of years. You know that, don't you?
I do. I'm joking. I think I'm kidding myself. I'll probably be back on it in the next couple of weeks. But it was fantastic. Thanks for giving the time to talk to you about it.
Awesome. Nick, thanks very much for your time.
Take care. All the